Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Getting set for basketball, let's get our CarMax keys to the game. Warriors and the Charlotte Hornets meeting for the first time, and they'll play each other twice within the next 12 days. Here's Tom Tolbert.
Hey, let's go something new, turnovers.
Hey! Wow. Boy, you had to dig deep for that.
I really did, and the reason I said that was because through six games, the Warriors are minus -7 in turnovers. Through eight games, the Hornets are plus +24 in turnovers. So they get the ball and they go. They are 9.2 steals a game, which is sixth in the league. And another thing to look look at the Warriors this year. This might surprise some people. Number one in the league, defensive rebounding percentage. Number one in the league, which gets them out on their break and gets them going. And the Hornets are a top five offensive rebounding percentage team. So if you keep them off the glass, get out in the open court and get going, love their chances tonight.
Small sample size alert. The Warriors are also second in defensive rating so far this year. Only Miami playing better defense. Charlotte leads the league in scoring. So starting tonight for the Hornets, Gordon Hayward, the well-traveled veteran, who, of course, began his career as a member of the Utah Jazz and averaging 16.6 a night, now in his 12th NBA season. Is that possible? Miles Bridges having a breakout year. He's averaging 23 a night, just shy of 8 rebounds, 7.9 boards a night. Mason Plumlee, well-traveled center last year in Detroit. Good screen setter and passer. Terry Rozier, LaMelo Ball, the guard line Ball, last year's Rookie of the Year. Wiggins, Draymond Green, Looney, Poole, and Curry for the Warriors. Opening tip controlled by the Hornets. They're wearing white with teal pinstripes and teal waistbands. Teal numbers, teal letters. Ball with it, guarded by Poole. Off a screen and roll with Plumlee. Pass deflected by Poole. It hit him in the face. Ball comes up top with the move. Bridges fades into a two. It's on the way. It's short. Rebound. Karam's outside. Rozier to Ball. Fakes a three. Bridges will load up a three wide open, and it's good. Jordan Poole can't see right now. They're going to call a timeout. He got whacked in the head pretty good. And I think it looks like he's holding a contact lens with his left hand. And so a timeout for the Warriors. We'll take the break. 3-0 Hornets, 33 seconds in on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Jordan Poole now talking to the officials coming back onto the floor. He's part of the Rakuten starting lineup for the Golden State Warriors, who are wearing their City Edition jerseys. These are new. They're black with gold trim, gold numbers. And now we have a delay over something else. I think it might be that television is involved. Looney to throw it in. Poole double-teamed in the backcourt, so Wiggins comes over and takes the pressure off getting the inbounds, and Poole will work on ball. Warriors going left to right on your radio dial. It was a three-pointer by Bridges, but Poole had lost a contact lens, so the Warriors burned an early timeout. Draymond accelerates down the lane, finds Poole. Left corner, relocation for a three. Got run into by Ball, wanted a call, not going to get it. Rozier will bring it up the floor. He and Ball wearing bright orange sneakers. Here's Plumlee. Driving in, right side, missed it over Looney. Curry tried to save it, flipped it back on the floor. It's out of bounds off Curry. Plumlee was there. Kevin Scott, J.B. DeRosa with the call there. He's the referee. Derek Richardson, the umpire. And Kevin Scott is your crew chief tonight.
Yeah, don't adjust your radio dial. Ball and Rozier are not wearing traffic cones on their feet.
Oh, my God. They're bright enough, that's for sure. Rozier catches in front of the Hornet bench. All their coaches wearing purple shirts. Here comes Ball going baseline, stumbling. Pass to Rozier. Good save in the left corner. Fired away, no good. Plumlee with the offensive rebound. Back to Rozier. Reloads for three. In and out, and the rebound. Looney, what a pass by Plumlee. Here comes Wiggins off the outlet, drifting to the far hash mark. Waits for Looney. Wiggins settles for a three behind the screen. It's too strong, and Ball pulls down the rebound. We're tied at three. We've played 93 seconds. Rozier with a high dribble. Plumlee gets it, though, on the pass and flipped it up top to Ball. Ball off the screen, floating. Throws up a bad shot, no good. Rebound, Looney. Curry with a rebound. Curry throws ahead to Poole, who wasn't looking, and Poole runs by the pass. It's out of bounds. Yep. Ball gets it now to Rozier. Both teams would like a redo. And put the clock back at 12. Pass for Plumlee, knocked away by Looney. Wiggins goes behind the back off the steal and gets it to Poole in transition. A left side triple, no good. Long rebound. Caroms to the far corner, run down by Ball. Still tied at three.
Not a lot of offense being run right now.
No. A lot of, well, what do you call it, mess? Hayward
still
gets
definitely
it.
Definitely a mess.
Fell out of bounds. And they're going to call Looney for a foul.
Why?
He didn't touch him.
Because Hayward fell out of bounds? Oh, you know why they called it?
Why?
Because it's Looney.
Ah. I didn't realize it was that simple.
Oh, trust me. Sometimes it is.
Looney had a hand on it, but he had
didn't
no,
push him.
He didn't influence him at all.
No. But the ref sees a hand on him, he's going to call it.
Hayward takes a runner, got hit by more contact there. Rebound deflected away. Curry gets it on the bounce to Wiggins. He'll drive on Plumlee. Plumlee stripped the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Golden State ball. We're still tied at three.
My goodness. And in case you don't want to feel someone climbing up your back and spiking the ball through the rim, I would suggest putting a body on Miles Bridges.
Yeah. He tends to get up there. Off the inbounds, Draymond's pass to the return feed for Wiggins, who had inbounded it from the baseline, was deflected out of bounds, and so we'll do it again. Shot clock at 15.
Maybe these teams have really dialed in on the defensive game plan tonight.
I think so. Yeah. Curry with a catch. Pump fake. Dribble drive. Feeds inside. Poole wide open. Left-hand floater. Low right is up and good. And Golden State leads by two.
Nice find by Curry.
Ball to the far wing. Far corner. Sets up shop there. Plumlee the screen. Gets a 15-footer off that screen. And Ball knocked it down to tie the game right back up.
That was a nice move. Just pogoed into a jump shot. They're going to run a lot of pick and rolls with him.
Curry backs up for a triple. Bad pass. Turnover. Plumlee got it out to Hayward. One-on-one with Wiggins. Ball deflected out of bounds. It's a foul on Wiggins. Should be a side out. Hayward was not shooting. And that will be the second team foul on Golden State and the first on Wiggins.
Be interesting to take a look at that from a different angle because we got the sideline view. I'd be curious to see if Hayward kind of veered into him a little bit because the refs have done a better job of calling that this year.
Bridges on the inbounds on the near wing. Hand off to Hayward. Hayward pressured by Draymond. Floats it to Bridges on the left sideline. Guarded by Wiggins. Jumps up and down without the ball. Got it back off a deflection. Steve Kerr thought was a travel. Plumlee with the catch. He'll reverse. Now turns in on Looney. A little jump hook off the front rim and the rebound to Draymond. Takes it down the floor. Veers to the right. Hand off to Curry. Squares up for three. Popped in and out. Curry historically plays pretty well against the town where he grew up. Now, a play by Ball knocked away by Poole. Goes right to Plumlee. Plumlee with a backdoor pass to Rozier. He's in trouble on the baseline. Feeds into Hayward, who kept backdoor and got to the rim and scored.
That was a nice cut by Hayward. Just saw the numbers and the name on Wiggins' jersey and decided to cut right by him.
7-5 Charlotte. 8:08 to go first quarter. Curry underhands to Looney. Left side of the key to Wiggins on the far sideline. Gets a screen by Draymond. Nice. Penetrates to Looney. Goes in for a dunk and got fouled by Plumlee.
Looney does a nice job of that. He has a good feel for when to cut. And you don't want to cut too soon because you take yourself out of that pocket. And you want to be in that pocket where the defense can't cover you and the shooter at the same time.
By the way, Kenny Atkinson not on the Warriors bench. He has a leg injury. Head coach Steve Kerr.
We're going to see what we can do in terms of he won't be able to be on the front of the bench for a while because his leg will be immobilized. So we've got to see what we can do, how we can get his thoughts during the game, because I really value his opinion. He's got a great viewpoint on the games. He's kind of an outside-the-box thinker.
That is head coach Steve Kerr. Looney missed both free throws. The rebound popped to Plumlee, down a ball. Ball in the front court. Waits, finds Hayward up top. Pump fake and drives right. Lost the ball, and it goes out of bounds off the Warriors. And, boy, this game has been sloppy.
It really has. And for those people out there, immobilized, different than immunized, like Aaron Rodgers.
The pack is back. Rozier with the ball on the far sideline. Fades on the baseline. The jumper up, a tough shot, no good. Looney high in the air for the rebound. Leads Poole down the right sideline. Poole, chest pass over to Curry. He's open. He fires the three ball from the wing. No good. Curry thought there was contact as Rozier went flying by. Bridges to the front.
They're not giving him that either, Tim, where he just holds the hand out there.
Right. Yeah. And rightfully so. Yeah, ball backs up into a three. He's been shooting them at 44%. No good. Curry the rebound. Out to Poole with Bridges there. Poole in trouble. Throws it back to midcourt to Wiggins. Now to Draymond. Draymond, bad pass, to Ball. Ball throws ahead to Rozier. The foul in the backcourt. And that's going to be on Poole for fouling Ball. In that case, that was a good foul because Rozier was ahead of the field the other way.
Is this game being played in an alternate reality? Like, there's something going on down. Everybody's either 3 seconds ahead or 3 seconds behind. It's just, no one's really on the same page offensively.
So you know what the cure for that is?
Tell me.
A call under review.
Perfect. Just what we needed to reset everything.
Yes. It's your Ring Central call under review. I'm pretty sure they're seeing if it's a clear path foul. Official Enterprise Cloud Communications partner of the Golden State Warriors. Ring Central message, video, phone together. This is the second game at Oracle. It's part of the JV varsity doubleheader, if you will, because our Under the Boardwalk Santa Cruz call, also brought to you by our friends at Ring Central. Santa Cruz hosted the G League Ignite team, which works out of Walnut Creek. Preseason exhibition game. It was 110-88. The Santa Cruz Warriors with a win. Moses Moody, 16.7 rebounds. Jonathan Kuminga, 16 points as well. Chris Chioza, 12 points and 10 assists. Michael Foster had 21 points and 15 rebounds for G League Ignite. Amir Johnson was a DNPCD for G League Ignite.
Did I see a video of Clay out there working out?
You have.
That was pretty cool.
Yes, it is. That's
seeing
very cool.
Seeing him on a court with a uniform on, a practice jersey on, that was pretty exciting.
James Wiseman now cleared for full practice. Let's get the Kevin Scott.
This was clear path foul. Ball shoot two free throws. Ball being batted in the backcourt.
On the floor has been confirmed as a clear path.
Clear path foul. So the Hornets will get two free throws and the ball. Well, that's not good for Golden State.
No. And LaMelo Ball, who's at the free throw line right now, he's really improved his three-point shooting, too. From when he, especially when he was playing over in Lithuania, Tim. Didn't have the three-point stroke down.
If you look at his play in Lithuania and in Australia, you know, there's not eye-popping numbers. But all of a sudden he comes here, it's like his game's perfect for the NBA.
No, there's no doubt about it. And if he gets that shot going, he can penetrate. He's a really good passer with really good vision. And you can just tell he's a point guard. He knows how to run a team.
Two free throws for Ball. That's 9-5. Hornets on top of the Warriors. Rozier gets it. Head fake on Poole. Spins in the paint. Finds Bridges. Bridges gives up the dribble to Plumlee. Plumlee, mid post right side, works on Looney. Five to shoot. Pass to the cutter. It's off the hand of Wiggins with 4.1 to go on the shot clock.
Too close.
Yeah.
That's such a tough pass. You're only 10 inches and away from a player.
He's cutting away from the basket.
Yeah,
what's he going to do with it?
Nothing.
Ball will throw it in. Far side of the basket to our left and throws a pass. It's picked off by Curry. Curry behind the back in traffic. Shoveled it and threw it right back into trouble. Ball was just standing there. Goes right to him. Now he'll penetrate over to Rozier. He's wide open for a three look and misses that. Looney the rebound. 9-5. Now
holy
Looney loses
smokes.
It. Stolen by Bridges. Rozier wants to get another shot up. Goes up, throws up a horrible shot in traffic. Draymond the rebound. It's 9-5. We're 15 seconds away from the halfway point of the quarter, and this is inexplicable. Poole to Draymond. Back to Poole. Fires a three. Knocked it down right in front of the Warrior bench.
Well, 6 of the 8 points, 2 3-pointers, one from each corner. Yeah, it just, the offenses are just, they don't look like they have proper spacing. Nothing seems to be working.
Poole, the only one on the Warriors that seems to have something going. He's got all 8 points. Bridges off a screen, hits a three. As Looney had to chase him outside, it's 12-8 Charlotte, 5:40 to go first quarter.
And he has a couple 3-pointers as well.
Looney catches on the right wing. In front of the Warrior bench, Poole will circle by him. Looney brings it back up top to reverse it. Tries to go down the lane, had the ball knocked away by Plumlee. Outlet, Bridges to Plumlee. He'll drive in over to Rozier. Goes up, missed it because Wiggins was there. Ball gets it back, turns, and scores.
Each of these teams are going to feel like they should be up 20 by the end of this quarter if they could just have a little more consistency offensively.
Here CarMax keys the game. 6 turnovers yep. So far for Golden State. Wiggins, good pump fake on Hayward. Feeds Draymond.
Nice.
Good interior pass to Looney for the lay-in.
Now, that was a close quarters pass, but it was a bounce pass, and it was wide open, and it was an easy pass to catch, therefore an easy finish for Looney.
The Elitsa at the scorer's table along with Payton. For the Warriors, ball contested three, airballed it in front of the rim. Curry, beautiful bounce pass to Wiggins. Touch pass, Draymond, goes in for the hammer dunk. Missed it with Plumlee behind him. My goodness. Rozier the ball. Ball takes the three, misses that. Curry the rebound, 14-10, Charlotte, 4:30 to go. Curry, low pass, good catch by Wiggins. Takes a three, it's short, rebound ball. Shot selection not good for either team at times.
I need to know, is Charlotte shooting 26% leading?
Ball throws to Plumlee. Plumlee, pump fake, goes up with a jump hook and scores.
I mean, they have 20 more shots than the Warriors.
10 more eight, shots.
10 more, I'm sorry. Yes. 10 more shots, 8 minutes into the game.
It's going to be a line change for Charlotte. We got four guys in the scorer's table. Curry down the lane, feeds Draymond. Above the break, three, no good. Plumlee the rebound. Golden State is 4 of 11 from the field. Hornets are 6 for 20, but the Warriors have 6 turnovers. James Borrego has decided, okay, enough's enough. Let's see if the backup group can play a little bit.
Yeah, he's saying enough's enough, and he's winning by 6.
3:49 to go first quarter, 16-10 Charlotte on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Tim Roy topside in our broadcast booth here at Chase Center. A rough 8 minutes and 11 seconds leaving. 16-10, Charlotte. And all kinds of subs have come in now. Ish Smith checks in. Martin checks in. That's Cody, not Caleb. Caleb is signed with Miami. Oubre Jr., a former Warrior, as well as Kenny Washington up off their bench. Or P.J. Washington, I'm sorry. Up top now with the ball is Martin. Martin waiting. Shot clock down to 5. Hayward, the only starter left on the floor. Poe goes into a 17-footer, no good. Rebound goes to Payton. Payton, Bielitsa, Iguodala, Poole, and Draymond for the Warriors. So again, Curry coming off the floor in the first quarter. Steve Kerr says he wants to keep his minutes down to around 32. Poole against Oubre. It's a last-year practice matchup. Bielitsa gets it to Poole. Crossover dribble once. Left-hand dribble shoveled over to Bielitsa. Puts it on the deck. Back up top to Poole. He's open. He fires. It's on the front rim. He misses. And the rebound to Hayward. Draymond mistimed his jump for a tip-in. Hayward in the front court. Dumped it down to Washington. Now Ish Smith, his pocket pass stolen by Bielitsa. Bounce pass, Payton. He drives in, no look to Draymond for a layup. It's up and good.
That's a nice job of defense turning to offense. Nice job by Bielitsa starting the break, and nice job by Payton dropping it off to Draymond.
Yeah, just to, Payton knows how to play.
Yep.
Hayward with a jumper. That's a three from the right wing. Iguodala let him go, and it's 19-12 Charlotte. Gordon Hayward with his second bucket of the quarter. Iguodala driving on Hayward. Finds Bielitsa. He'll launch from distance, and that's good from the left sideline. Interesting matchup there. Bielitsa being guarded by Kelly Oubre Jr. Ish Smith had stolen away by Payton. Again, Payton gets a steal in like the first minute or so of his appearance on the floor. It's uncanny. Poole to Bielitsa. Poole cuts by. Ball goes to Draymond. Poole comes back up to get the ball. Hand off from Draymond. Back over to Bielitsa. Bielitsa cruises baseline to Draymond. Rotates out to Payton above the break. Three. It's up and off the front rim. Ball tipped and Hayward pulled it down. Hornets up four with a minute 50 to go.
Ball movement much better.
Hayward drives on Iguodala. Stops in traffic. Hook pass inside. Rotated up top. Washington for three. No good. Ball rebounded by Draymond. Just went up and got it. Finding Payton on the break. Goes up and jammed it right on top of Oubre. Wow. And that gets the crowd going here at Chase Center. Martin watches Smith go away. Washington not afraid to fire for three, and he buried it. And the Hornets come right back with a bucket. 22-17. Poole driving, gets the inside hand and the roll off the rim on the right side of the bucket. Warriors have to get back. Otto Porter Jr. trying to get them back in defensive posture. Here's Oubre. Oubre behind the screen, three. Front rim, no good. Ball tipped out for Draymond, for Poole. Instead of grabbing it, and the ball goes now to Martin. Hayward will drive, goes in, and scores right over the top of a double team.
Nice strong move by Hayward. It's like both second units came in and were watching the first unit and said, oof.
Yeah.
Let's get in there and play some ball.
Draymond gets across to the midcourt stripe with a second to spare. Draymond guarded by Martin playing point forward here. Bielitsa with a catch. Throws a hard pass. Good catch, Iguodala. Backs up to the right wing. Iguodala with three on the clock. Feeds Bielitsa. Pump fake. Goes up. Got fouled. Scores. And he's going to go to the line. 1.6 was the time remaining on the shot clock as Bielitsa able to convert.
Well, that's one if you're Martin, you're kicking yourself because you either foul him or don't foul him.
Yeah.
Either grab him by the shoulders and don't let him get the shot up or you just let him go. And it's so hard to let someone just get an easy, uncontested layup. But sometimes you just have to say, I've been beat on this play and I'm not going to make it worse.
Curry's back in. As well as Otto Porter Jr. Bielitsa misses the free throw. 28 seconds left in the quarter. James Borrego with a play call. Warriors have missed all three of their free ones. On the far side, Smith with a dribble guarded by Payton. Smith now with his 12th team. He's tied Chucky Brown, among others. Oubre Jr. catches left side. Fades and shoots over Iguodala. It's no good. Bielitsa with 8 seconds to spare. Hands it off and goes right to Hayward for a lay-in. The Warriors with, again, another inexplicable turnover. Curry cross-court, bad passing, Iguodala the catch, fires at the buzzer, in and out. It's 26-21. Golden State with 7 first-quarter turnovers. The Hornets have taken 9 more shots. Quite frankly, the Warriors are lucky to be down only 5.
Big time lucky. If the Hornets' offense was cooking, they're only shooting 35.7, so let's call it 36%. They're shooting 36%, they're up 5.
26-21, end of one. The second quarter promises to be a little cleaner on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Golden State with 7 first quarter turnovers. Curry with 3. 2 for Looney. It just was up and down the roster. Hornets took 28 shots. Warriors with 19. 10 points for Jordan Poole is the only thing that kept the Warriors in this game right now. 9 for Gordon Hayward, including a gift wrapped up there at the end of the quarter. Our Twitter question for the game brought to you by Kia. As always, we would love to know where and how you're listening. Plus, of the improved teams this year, which team do you believe in? You can hit me up on Twitter at WarriorsVox, WarriorsVox. Send an email, Tim Roy, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E, at Warriors.com. We'll try to get to as many as we can in this one. So of the improved teams, which do you believe in? Which team?
The Charlotte? One that's right in front of us.
Yep.
And Chicago.
Chicago, yeah. Chicago looks good.
Those are the two teams I believe in.
Second quarter lineups right now. Iguodala with Damian Lee. Good to see him back out there. Steph Curry, Otto Porter Jr., and Juan Toscano-Anderson. For the Hornets, Bridges, Rozier, Smith, Oubre, and Washington. Iguodala up top with a handoff to JTA. Now to Curry. Curry in traffic. Shoots top of the key jumper. Knocked it down. It's a three. Curry hits that to cut the Hornets' lead to two. Washington dribble handoff to Oubre Jr. Terminates the dribble. Floats it high to Rozier. Touch pass Washington. Stripped by Iguodala. Lee picked it up. Those hands of Andre.
Lethal.
JTA, they should be registered somewhere. JTA hands off to Lee. Lee back to Juan, bouncing with the dribble. Had Lee missed him. Ball comes to Iguodala on the right wing. Warriors kind of standing around a little bit here. Porter comes up, gets a pass. Screens for Curry, back to Porter. Porter, no look to Iguodala. It's a three look, and it's a swish from the right side. And don't look now, the Warriors have the lead.
I'm not looking.
Smith, you weren't looking for most of the first quarter.
I wasn't.
Kept shaking your head. Like, what's going on here? Washington spins on Curry, stripped it out of bounds off Curry, and it's going to be Hornets ball with eight to shoot.
Andre rubbing off on Steph.
Yeah, look at that.
Guys are so much better now than they used to be at doing that. It just, you get yelled at by your coach if you did that too much.
Smith will throw it in. Oubre Jr. gets it outside to Rozier with the dribble. Crossover. Finds a man open up top. That's Bridges. The jumper's no good. Rebound comes out to Lee. Lee in the front court. Lee driving left into a double team. Goes left corner. Iguodala touch pass. Porter. He's open topside. Way too strong. And Bridges in traffic pulls down the rebound. Bridges fakes. Drives middle. Leaves his feet. Bad pass deflected out of bounds by Porter Jr.
Got
a hand on that.
By the Wrigley Center to make field goal at 11:45 by Stephen Curry. It's been overturned from a three to a two-point field goal.
Yeah, it's a two-point shot, not a three for Curry.
I didn't think it was close.
No, it looked like he was right on the line. So we are tied at 26. Oubre Jr. throws it up top, and that's a good call by the Replay Center to do that quickly.
Yep.
Crossover dribble. Bridges penetrates. Got it. Rozier dribbled it off his foot and goes out of bounds. It's been that kind of a night.
But good defensive pressure by Steph to force that.
Curry, step back off the dribble three. This one's no good, but definitely was a three. And Ish Smith, a former Warrior, pulls down a rebound. Penetrates, goes up and down, and banked it home all the way. 28-26.
Nice job of probing the defense, and they gave him that little layup, and he took it.
Smith, along with Chucky Brown, Tony Massenburg, Joe Smith, the former Warrior, former first-round pick. All played for 12 NBA teams. Damian Lee dribbles in. Bounce pass on the baseline. Porter reverse layup. No good, but Juan tipped it. Came right across the cylinder and rolled away. 28-26 Charlotte. Smith dumped it down to Bridges. Mid post on the right side. Travels, no call. Goes up with a shot and gets fouled by Curry.
Well, that's one. If you see him posting up Steph Curry, you got to come down immediately. I know it's a little different. You don't want to double the post because you're going to leave shooters out there. And as I said before, this team shoots 41% from three. They lead the league. But you can't let a 6'8", 220-pound player just post up step because that's either going to be a foul or a layup.
Bridges, who is just really exploding here early in the season, 23.7 per night. Keeps in touch with Draymond on social media. Second free throw is short. Rebound to Porter. 29-26 Charlotte. Those are both Michigan State Spartans. Bridges of Flintstone. Draymond from Saginaw. Curry comes out to get the ball. Finds Porter on the wing. Entry pass denied by Smith. Deflected out of bounds. 3 minutes gone by second quarter. Hornets up by three. The Warriors with seven first quarter turnovers. And what was an ugly quarter by all accounts. Iguodala to Porter. Porter with five. Porter skipped it out to Curry toward half court. He'll let it fly. Three ball no good. Oubre back for a defensive rebound. Finds Rozier. with those bright orange sneakers and a white headband down the right side. Bridges now to Oubre. Cuts in. Shot up. No good. Porter got the rebound. Porter wants to go. Finds Damian Lee on the right side. Lee waits. Feeds Porter now. At the box on the right side. Left-hand dribble looking for a cutter. Flipped it to Lee. Lee fakes. Now drives on Oubre. The one-hand floater. It's off the back rim. Ball tipped. Grabbed by Lee. Backs up left corner. He'll take that shot and make it. Three ball. Ties the game at 29.
Why make it two when you can get a three?
We'll just back up off the rebound with the dribble.
Absolutely.
Smith, crossover. Down the lane. Stops. Throws it outside to Bridges. Working on Toscano Anderson. Down the lane. Knocked away by Damian Lee. Lee comes up with it. It's a four on four. Now throws a hard pass that Juan makes a good catch on. And then Juan was falling out of bounds. He thought he got pushed, but DeRosa says no.
You know the amazing part about the game, because that Damian Lee three was not an easy shot. He dribbled out, set his feet, and let it go. They make tough threes look so easy now, the players do. They practice all these different shots and different angles, and I mean, that wasn't easy, and he made it look really easy.
Ball comes in, and now the ball's knocked out of bounds by Toscano Anderson. Wiggins will check in. So LaMelo Ball comes in. He played for that Chino Hills squad the back of 2016. Went to Sleep Train Arena with three members of the Ball family, and they beat De La Salle. Close game at halftime, but the talent on that squad pulled away in the second half. Hornets with the ball. Bridges one-on-one. Drives around his man. Got by Porter. Got to the rim and scores. And the Hornets lead by 231-29. Bridges now with nine. Now we get a whistle and an illegal screen call on Damian Lee. That'll be turnover number eight.
Yeah, those screens in the open court or early offense, you got to be really disciplined and just be still and not slide.
Actually, that's turnover number nine, my bad. Bridges left alone behind the three-point line. Somebody has to go out and get him. It was wide open. That was an easy play for Charlotte. 12 now for Bridges. They lead by five again.
Yeah, 3 for 4 from beyond the arc.
Warriors are not being very attentive to detail so far. Curry behind the back, drives on Washington, sees trouble, feeds Lee, topside triple, knocked it down. Damian Lee, who's off to maybe the best start of his career. Now a lead pass quickly up to Martin. Martin, who played for former Warrior head coach Eric Musselman at Nevada, gets up top the ball, guarded by Wiggins, shovel down to Bridges, working on Lee. Spins, goes up with a right-hand flip. Oh, that was smooth.
Well, they're finding ways to get Bridges isolated on the guards of the Warriors, and that's not a good matchup.
36-32. Curry drives in, floats it up with left hand. No good. Slapped off the glass. Bridges with it. 4-on-3. Bridges dialing long distance. Jeez. Nailed it. A heat check three off the dribble in transition. 11-point quarter, 17-point half, 7-point lead for Charlotte, and a timeout for the Warriors. 39-32, 6:27 to go. The first half on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Katie checks in from Oregon, listening on the Odyssey app. Glad to have you there. JR checking out our broadcast as well. Craig wants to know how he can find out if Wiseman will be playing in Santa Cruz this weekend. We can say stay tuned. We'll let you know when that's going to happen. 39-32 here. Golden State, their own worst enemy. 9 turnovers in the first half, good for 11 points for the Hornets.
Well, that's the story so far. It's the turnovers and Miles Bridges. And somebody better get to Miles Bridges beyond the arc.
Jordan Poole has 10 points. Ball knocked away out of bounds off Ball. Poole hit the deck. Poole with Draymond Green, Toscano Anderson, Lee, and Wiggins. Up against Washington, Martin, Ball, Rozier, and the star of the first half, Bridges, who has 17 points. Hornets up by 7, 39-32, 6:20 to go first half. Wiggins to Draymond, swings it over to Poole, good pump fake, steps to the left, sets his feet, lets it fly. Jordan Poole, 13 in the first half, keeping the Warriors within striking distance of the Charlotte squad. Now a dribble drive the other side. Right-hand runner by Bridges. No good. Tip by Washington. No good. Draymond had the rebound. Knocked away. But Poole right there to pick it up. down the near wing. Chest pass over to Damian Lee. He'll blast inside, goes for the reverse, and draws a foul. Aggressive move by Damian Lee. Warriors have been a little tentative so far here in the first half.
Well, it's been Bridges for the Hornets and Lee and Poole for the Warriors. They're ones that are really carrying the heavy load on the offensive end. They both made some threes. Poole three threes, and Damian Lee a couple threes, and a nice aggressive move here to get himself to the free throw line.
First one good for Damian Lee. Don't forget, Warriors single game tickets are on sale right now. Upcoming games against Atlanta and the improved Minnesota Timberwolves will be live right here at Chase Center. Go to Warriors.com, call 888-GSW-HOOP. We have people standing by. Actually, we do. They're standing. They're waiting for you to call. Now Lee at the line. Second one good as well. So now it's back to a two-point game, 39-37. It is remarkable that the Warriors are down only two right now. Ball to Hayward. Hayward is checked back in. Washington will get it the high post over to Bridges. Bridges working on Toscano Anderson. Hand off the ball, but Juan with a good switch there. Now, on the drive, ball. Tries to hold off Toscano Anderson. Feeds Washington for a three. Look, it's front rim glass, no good. Wiggins the rebound. Warriors don't get a break, but they could get early offense here. Draymond screens for Wiggins. Wiggins working on Washington, takes a two. It's off the rim, no good. Slapped out by Juan, but Hayward right there to pull it down. Hayward middle of the floor, drifting toward the Hornet bench. Goes one-on-one on Wiggins, sees Draymond there. Pump fake, steps in, forces up, no good. A whistle and a foul. Derek Richardson blows the whistle. Wiggins will pick up his second.
That had a funky look to it.
That's not a foul. Because Hayward initiated the contact and then stepped in, and Wiggins had a clean block.
That's not a foul.
That's not a foul.
No.
Sorry. I like Derek Richardson. He's a good man, but not a good call.
No.
Plumlee's back in.
He got caught into the pump fake, jumping in, and Wiggins already landed. He came up and he came down. And then he just kind of incidentally went into his hip a little bit. And that was just why. It was one that kind of looked weird.
Yeah.
And I think that's why he called it. When in reality, it wasn't a foul at all.
Gordon Hayward hits two free throws. He's got 11 points. Second Hornet in double figures. Toscano Anderson to handle up the floor. Passes to Wiggins. Wiggins gets a pick from Draymond. Had a three look. Didn't get it. Gets it back. Drives on Hayward. Takes a bump. Goes to the corner. There's Poole. He'll fire and hit again. Jordan Poole, 4 of 6 from distance. It's 41-40. The Hornets lead by one.
And Jordan Poole doing a nice job of moving without the ball.
Yeah, it's like his third relocation. Now a strip on Hayward. Nobody goes to get the ball. Draymond goes down and gets tied up. The Warriors were moving before they had the ball. Last I checked, you can't score unless you have it.
Unless somebody scores for you.
I'm just going to mutter.
I've seen that a few times.
And that's happened.
Oh, Sparty on Sparty jump ball here.
I'm going to mutter silently over here. So. Bridges and Draymond tipped back by Bridges. Hayward will save it from going out of bounds. He's got 9 to shoot. To Plumlee up top. Plumlee turns, drives on Lee. Turns, straightens up. Pump fake goes up and missed it from point blank range. Rebound goes to Wiggins. There was a lot of traffic in front of Plumlee. Wiggins on the far side. Gets Rozier, wants to post him up. Takes him down left box. The cutter's Damian Lee. Got bumped off his route by Ball. No call. Bridges over to Hayward. Back to Bridges for the lay-in. At least that would have been pass interference.
Yeah.
Poole.
You want a flag?
Comes down the near side. Poole straightens up another three, and he is red hot right now. He can feel it. He has tied the game at 43. If the Warriors go on to win the game, it's because Jordan Poole kept them in the game in the first half. Ball, floater on the way, no good. Ball tipped away. Run down by Toscano Anderson on the far wing. Brings it up the floor, hand off to Poole. Screen by Draymond. Poole, guarded by Plumlee. They spread the floor. Poole takes a three from way downtown. No good. Bridges the rebound. Ball floated ahead by Rozier to Plumlee. You might want to foul him here, and they do. It's a good play by Damian Lee because he's read the scouting report. Plumlee, 7 for 24 so far this year from the free throw line.
Jordan Poole with a classic heat check.
Yeah.
I don't mind heat checks when you're hot.
Yep.
Sometimes he does a heat check before he gets hot. And he, again, the movement was big for him. That was a one-on-one, just I'm going to chuck it and see how hot I really am. But what got him going was, as you said, Tim, the relocation, moving without the ball, and then letting the offense work. And all of a sudden, he pops open a few times in the corner, and he was able to stripe those.
Bielitsa in, Curry in to join Poole, Wiggins, and Draymond. So Looney started the game, played the first 8 minutes. Might see him start the second half at this point. Second free throw, Plumlee, no good. He made one of two. So it's 44 for Charlotte, 43 for Golden State. Nemanja Bielitsa passes to Draymond. Draymond holds it back to Bielitsa up top. Find the cutter. It's Poole on the right side. It's a three, and it's money in the bank. Cold hard cash. Plumlee got kneed in the leg, and he is limping. Coming back to the Charlotte bench. Timeout, Hornets. And listen to the crowd as Jordan Poole gets them fired up. And they rise as one here at Chase. Golden State leads 46-44, 3:07 to go. First half of the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. But Golden State had 7 turnovers in the first quarter, only 3 so far in the first 8:53 of the second. And they lead by 2, 46-44. Checking in on email, timroy@warriors.com, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E. Bob Stockton says he's listening tonight. Mike in Phoenix says the Bulls, Hornets, and the home team are the teams that he believes in. And he loves the improvement on Jordan Poole's shots. Thanks for checking in, Mike. You hit me up on Twitter at Warriors Fox. Where and how are you listening? Which teams do you like? Plumlee on a backdoor lob for Ball. Jammed it in traffic to tie the game. A design play coming out of the timeout for Charlotte.
That's the one thing Plumlee's always been able to do is elevate.
Pretty good screen setter. Poole off a series of picks. Gets Plumlee. Double team. Pass goes to Draymond. To Bielitsa. To Wiggins. Right corner. Open three. Can't find the range. Hayward with the defensive rebound. Wiggins 0-for-3 from three. He has yet to hit a shot. Ball on the far side. Stumbles with the dribble. Takes it. Look to Bridges. A beautiful feed as Bridges ghosted down the baseline for a two-hand jam. And Bridges now with 21 here in the first half.
A real nice pass by Ball. Put it right on the money.
Draymond catches it. Pass from Poole to Bielitsa. Back to Poole. Back to Draymond. Nice pass. Bounce pass. Wiggins fumbled it. Got it back. Rejected by Bridges. Came over at the last second. Here comes Hayward in transition. Pulls up for a three. It's a back rim miss, and the rebound goes to Wiggins. 48-46 Hornets. So many things have gone wrong for Golden State in this first half. Draymond catches. Waits. Double team. Finds the cutting Curry. Curry chest pass Bielitsa. Lets it fly from the right corner. Three ball right corner pocket. Warriors back up by one, and they'll line up in a zone defense. Curry. And a jumper by Ball. A three from the left side. No good. Martin gets it back out. Hornets look at the zone. Hayward on the left side. Pump fake. Dribbles to the middle. Pulls up from 15. Unabated and knocked it down.
And that's where you have to get to. They had Plumlee there, and he vacated the middle area when the dribble drive came, and Hayward just pulled up 15-footer.
Draymond Green flies in for a dunk, got fouled by Gordon Hayward.
Draymond's so funny. He gets mad when he gets fouled.
Yeah.
It's like, I used to be happy. Like, hey, you get to go to the free throw line.
Well, Draymond's actually been pretty much a fan of how the game's been called this year.
Can I say how satisfying it is to watch the game without all those terrible calls, that guys cheating the game and grabbing guys and getting a foul. I've been really enjoying watching basketball this year. I kind of had stopped watching the NBA a bit because it was just too much flailing and flopping and guys cheating the game to get free throws. I think that's been great. People are starting to show some of the calls where, like, no, that is a foul. And the reality is that it was so far left, and now the refs are adjusting, but I think they've been incredible. And the game is flowing better. And I think you're seeing much better basketball. You're not seeing 147 to 139.
Draymond made the first, missed the second. Hornets with the board of the ball. Bridges, left corner. Three ball up, no good. Plumlee had the rebound come off his leg. And it's going to be Golden State ball. Plumlee very upset with J.B. DeRosa. They thought it was off of Curry's leg.
And I will second everything Draymond Green said.
Oh, yeah. It's so much better this year. Draymond to Curry. Curry backs up an open three look from downtown. Is good. His first made three of the night. Gives Golden State a three-point lead, 53-50. Final 48 of the first half. It's been a choppy, rough first half for the Warriors. 10 turnovers. Plumlee dribbles in on Bielitsa. Wants that jump hook, a tough angle, and he rattled it home.
Well, that's a tough shot. If he's going to make that, you just got to tip your cap because that was pretty good defense.
Payton will come back and get the ball to Bielitsa. Bielitsa to bring it up. The advantage of having guys can handle. Now he drives, goes all the way in, slows down. Bank shot, no good. Got his rebound deflected. Curry has it to Payton. Skip to Wiggins. Above the break, three. On the rim, no good. Plumlee the rebound. Final 20 seconds of the half. Ball with a bounce pass to Hayward. Back out to Ball. Payton nose to nose with last year's Rookie of the Year. Warriors had a foul to give, but they took it awfully early.
Yeah.
Payton with a grab with 14 seconds to go in the half. Now Payton will stay on the floor. Toscano Anderson comes in to replace Bielitsa.
Yeah, that was a wasted opportunity to use that foul in a better situation. And usually you want to use that if you can. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, make him take it out and not have a lot of time to work with. Now they can just run their offense.
Hayward to throw it in, but neither team a foul to give. Ball to Bridges. What a half he is at. Bridges knocked away by Toscano Anderson, comes out of bounds, and it goes back to the Hornets with 8.5. So Juan kills off 5.5 seconds. Love watching Gary Payton, the second play defense.
He gets after it.
Yes, he does. Ball thrown into Bridges, far side, down to 5 seconds as he crosses midcourt. Dribbles into a double team, lost the handle, just fired up a three. No good, rebound Curry, and that's the half. Somehow, Golden State goes to the locker room with a lead, albeit a one-point lead.
Well, they stopped turning it over.
Yeah.
Jordan Poole came to life, and Damian Lee hit some shots, but really, they got shots. That was the main thing.
Leading by one, Curry only with five, but Poole with 22, and Bridges with 21 for the Hornets. 53-52 Warriors at the break. R.C. Davis is up next on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 53-52 Warriors at the break, getting ready to start the third quarter, but the Hornets lead the association in second half point differential, 12.5. They lead by a full 4 points over Miami, who's number two. So tonight was kind of the rare night. That was their first quarter lead of the season.
Hey, if somebody would have ran out of the locker room at halftime without their shorts, it would have settled down a little bit. Because that first quarter was wild. Just wild. But you got to get back after it now. Take care of the ball. Get some shots up.
Warriors with the first possession. Going right to left on your radio dial. Curry catches. Driving on Hayward. Flipped it to Poole. He had the hot hand. Takes a three and it continues to be hot to open the second half. 7 of 10 from three. He's got 25. The Warriors have their largest lead of the night, 56-52.
And that's always a great sign because as a shooter you think, did I cool off during halftime? Well, Jordan Poole has found out. No, he did not.
Down the lane, Rozier, a little runner. The former Boston Celtic cuts the Warrior advantage to two. Nice little flip there. Poole in traffic. Bounce pass between the legs to Looney. Goes in. Missed it. Got fouled by Hayward.
And you look at it from a Warriors standpoint. Steph hasn't gotten going. Wiggins hasn't gotten going. And to have a lead without those two guys contributing offensively is really got to be a nice feeling for the Warriors. And then you look at Charlotte. You know, Ball hasn't got going. Rozier hasn't got going. So it's going to be an interesting second half here.
Looney hits the free throw. He missed two in the first half. It's 57-54. Warriors are 5-1. Hornets are 5-3 on the season. Second free throw, Looney, no good. Last year, the Warriors gave one away in Charlotte. With late technicals on Draymond Green. 57-54, three-point lead. Tried to get a timeout called. And the referees would not give it to him on a tie-up. Here's Hayward. Hayward rotates out to Rozier. Rozier beyond the arc feeds Plumlee. Five to shoot. Plumlee caught in trouble. Has to take a fadeaway 16-footer. It's an air ball grabbed by Curry. Curry takes it to midcourt. Steps around Plumlee. Penetrates in. Good pass to Draymond. Rotates out to Wiggins. Bounce pass by Looney to Poole. Back to Curry. Left corner. No. And Ball, defensive rebound. Took that away from his teammate Plumlee. Pass it ahead to Bridges. Bridges backs up to the corner, shoots a three, and knocked it down.
Wow.
Ties the game at 57.
That was just like, I know I'm going to make this shot. No worries there.
5 of 7 beyond the arc. He's got 24. Looney facilitates for Wiggins on the left sideline. Drives right, gets to the paint, shoots over Hayward, crawled over the rim, dropped through his first bucket of the night. Makes it 59-57, Golden State.
First bucket, the first time he's got himself to the rim. Maybe that'll get him going.
Hayward comes to the right angle, feeds Bridges. Warriors try to double that. Now they do on the baseline, but he scored over the double team with a right-hand flip. Ninth tie of the game now. 59 all. Curry leaves it on the floor for Draymond. Draymond high post to Looney at the right elbow. Pressured by Plumlee. Back to Draymond. Bad pass by Looney. Ball the steal. Ball gets the breakaway and goes up and flushed it down. The Warriors have had a lot of turnovers where it's been a player standing in the passing lane and they still make the pass. Poole beats Looney. Looney looks for Draymond, can't make the pass. He's being fronted by Bridges. Looney dribbles in, feeds to Wiggins. Wiggins open, corner three, bounces up. Got the hometown roll off the glass. 62-61 Warriors.
But a nice play by Looney. Drawing kick, and that's a shot you got to take.
Now pick and roll to Hayward. Met by Looney at the left box. Brings it back out to the elbow. Backs up, shoots a 20-footer. It's on the way. It missed it. And Draymond Green with a rebound. Warriors want to push. Ball to Wiggins. Open floor. Change direction. Down the lane. Got grabbed by Rozier. And that's a foul. Rozier was leaving nothing to chance.
Nope. Wiggins is so much better when he's going downhill.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just catching and shooting. And sometimes he takes the fadeaways, but he starts off downhill and then he backs up.
Draymond catches. Feeds to Curry. Curry, double team, pass to Looney. Looney in traffic, spins up Rozier and laid it in. Rozier tried to pantomime his way into a charge. Ball deflected on a pass by Hayward. Blocked by Draymond. There's a foul on Draymond. As the Warriors in transition, wasn't really a fast break, but they just didn't get back with any sense of urgency. They lead by 3.
Well, not only do you have to get back, you got to locate. Where is everybody? And usually, they're out by the three-point line because that's the way the game is played. That time, they didn't locate Hayward, and he was near the bucket.
That's what they say, location, location, location.
Yep.
Free throw by Hayward is no good. On our jersey watch, we like to keep an eye on that. I saw Baron Davis jersey. I saw a Cleveland Cavaliers Colin Sexton jersey.
Did you really?
I did.
Wow.
Free throw good for Hayward, makes 1 of 2. 14 now for Hayward. 2-point lead for the Warriors. Curry off a pick. Head fake on Bridges. Goes right by him. Bounce pass. Looney goes up and slams it down. A quiet dunk, but a dunk nevertheless.
Draw the defense. Find the open player. Steph not forcing anything.
Golden State ties their largest lead of the game so far. Ball driving down the lane. Gets it back. Leaves his feet. Pass blocked out of bounds. But no, it's just thrown out of bounds by Ball. Looney with great defense that time.
I was going to say.
Wow.
That's tremendous defense by Looney. Sliding his feet and getting up and blotting out the sun.
Curry runs Ball through a screen. And they're going to call an illegal screen on Draymond Green. And that was just acted into a turnover. Wow. I am flummoxed. Now we get a whistle. We're going to get a technical foul on Draymond. So the referees have decided to make themselves
a part of the story.
Center of attention. Kevin Scott has decided that Draymond was protesting too much. It's been a while since Draymond got a technical.
It has. Draymond's more mad now than he was before the technical. I thought it was a very respectful technical.
Yes.
He was talking to him. I'm sure he said some things he didn't want to hear. And then he got the technical and he actually got more upset.
Free throw by Bridges is good. 66-63 Warriors. You wonder if that technical is going to be worth it for Draymond. You get the crowd going a little bit, get the Warriors going a little bit.
Well, it depends on if they can get a little run going here.
Ball to Hayward. Plumlee, who can handle for a big guy, gets it. Backdoor cut. Hayward goes up. Missed it. A lot of contact there. Draymond went down. Draymond is hurt.
He got a knee in the ooh.
Oh, yeah, he did. Poole now throws cross-court to Wiggins. 4-on-5 for the Warriors. And Steve Kerr calls a timeout.
Yeah.
I think Draymond might have gotten hit in the Little Warriors.
Little Greens took a beating.
Timeout.
Ooh.
7:49 to go in the third. Sound effects free of charge. 66-63 Warriors on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Moody and Kuminga played this afternoon for the Santa Cruz Warriors. Stephen Curry on how they can help this year.
It's kind of one of those things where you have to just stay ready because, you know, over 82, you know that there's going to be a window where they're going to be called on to play significant minutes. And, you know, mentally you have to just continue to learn and understand, even if you're not getting on the floor that much. And that's a day-to-day process. The injuries pop up. You got to be able to plug in next man up mentality, and they're talented enough to do that if they just stay locked in mentally.
Neither has played so far tonight. Poole throws it in after Draymond got roughed up. Ball to Curry. Curry, top of the key, three, no good. Rebound fought for, and it's grabbed by Hayward as Looney and Plumlee are in there battling for position. Hayward at half court, hands off the ball. Last year's Rookie of the Year on top of the logo. Crossover three times with the dribble, finds the cutter, it's Bridges. He's been their best player tonight, maybe the best player on the floor tonight. Bridges, crossover, down the lane, rotates out to Rozier, guarded by Poole. Shot clock at two, gotta go, takes a three, rattles, doesn't fall. Good defense by Golden State, and Looney with the board. Got it to Curry. Curry, bent over at the waist with the dribble. Crossover between the legs, doubled, finds Looney. He slips the pick, now fakes, goes up in traffic, stripped. Rotates to Draymond, to Curry, fakes, dribble drive, now finds Poole to Wiggins. Wiggins fakes, 3 seconds, two, goes up, missed it, and got fouled.
That ball was hopping.
It was moving.
And the one thing I've noticed really is Steph is not forcing stuff. He's not really searching for his shot. He's not got it going yet. He's 2-for-9, 1-for-7 from three. But what he did there is draw two players, give it to Looney, and Looney did a nice job of moving the ball along, and you string the defense out. And at the very end, there was a driving lane for Williams to take advantage of. Didn't get the bucket, but got a trip to the free throw line.
Our Twitter question brought to you by Kia tonight. Where and how are you listening? And of the improved teams this year, which one are you buying into? Wiggins hits the first and hits the second. Golden State has a 5-point lead for the first time tonight. Ball bouncing the dribble, feeds Bridges on top of the logo. Michigan State guarded by Michigan State. Draymond the defender, now a switch, guarded by Curry. Bridges rocks into a triple. It's on the way, it's no good. And Looney with the defensive rebound to Draymond, to Curry. Curry has a 1-on-3, waits for help, bounce pass to Wiggins on the right side, crossover dribble, baseline, throws a bad pass, deflected, it hit Plumlee and hit behind the backboard, so it's going to be a sideline inbounds.
I thought he was going to go to Poole in the corner, but I think Ball kind of took away that passing lane, and he didn't really have anywhere to go. This is probably one of the best, better case scenarios out of that play.
Absolutely. Wiggins on the inbounds, gets it back, now finds Poole. He's open. Three ball up and no good. Bridges defensive rebound. Warriors 68, Hornets 63. Poole now 7-for-11 from distance. Ball trapped by Poole, stolen by Poole in the corner. Hands off to Looney. Looney gets it to Draymond. Nice play by Poole. Wiggins in the front court. Back to Draymond topside. The cutter is Curry. Catches baseline. Finds Poole right corner. Three ball short. Rozier with a rebound.
That getting good looks.
That would have been a nice bucket, yep, for the Warriors right there. Rozier feeds Plumlee. Plumlee fakes the handoff. Dribbles up top. Facilitates for Ball. Ball off the screen. 17-footer straight on. High arching shot. Lands with a thud and a rebound to Wiggins. Not his best release of the night. Wiggins looking as Draymond wants the ball. Wiggins uses him as a screen, goes up, left-hand shot, no good, and Plumlee called for a foul. This is a team you can get to the rim on. They have given up a lot of points at the rim. So Wiggins heads to the free throw line.
When he goes to the hole occasionally, and you can see what kind of athlete he is. I mean, the hang time and the ability to finish right hand and left hand. And you're happy when you see it. But it also makes you say, I wish you'd do that more.
Wiggins' right foot exaggerated in front of the left. Left foot kind of bowed out toward the corner, and he hits the first free throw. Make it 69-63. It's got to be an interesting night for you. This is the team you're most associated with, the Warriors, plus the team that drafted you, the Charlotte Hornets.
Not really.
Okay, moving on.
I don't feel much connection to them, to be honest with you. I know they drafted me, but I was only there for a couple months, and then I came back for a second stint, and that probably went even worse. Can I just be a Warrior?
Memories from time.
I don't want to be a Clipper. Yes. Magic, that's another one. That's one you can say I'm part of.
Okay. Yeah, you sound like you had a great time down in Orlando.
It was fantastic. Orlando was fun. I liked Orlando.
Wiggins.
Charlotte, no.
Two free throws,
nice
good.
D.
Poole with a steal off a pass from Plumlee. Poole with his second steal of the corner, and then throws the ball away. In 10 seconds, that sums up tonight in a nutshell for the Warriors. Charlotte with a timeout. 5:15 to go in the third. Warriors lead by 7, 70-63 on the Warriors Radio Network. Jonathan Kuminga is back now for the Warriors. James Wiseman starting to practice. Klay Thompson on the way. Draymond Green, and how the Warriors have fared.
I think we're a pretty good basketball team right now with a lot of room to grow. We got guys that's going to continue to get better. We'll continue to learn each other more. So I think, you know, there's still a lot of room for growth on this team. And without Klay, we could still be a pretty good team. But with Klay, you know, you're talking a whole different ball game. So we need him back.
Jordan Poole has 25 points, career-high 7 threes, and a career-high 3 steals. It's one the main reason why the Warriors are leading by 7 tonight. He's been their best player. Curry out, Payton on the floor. Gary Payton the second. He's guarding Ball, who has it for Charlotte. On the bounce pass to Washington. Washington dribbles over to Hayward. Hayward puts it on the deck. Back to Washington. Give it go. Layup no good. Knocked away. There's Poole to run it down. Draymond just got a piece of that. Wiggins crossing the timeline. Waiting. Bounce pass to Poole. Poole dribble handoff to Payton. Back to Wiggins. Wiggins gets Oubre. Practice matchup from a year ago. 15-footer straight on. Way too hard. And the rebound to Washington. Now to Hayward. Hayward drifting. Waits. Rotates outside to Bridges. Bridges goes to work. Down the lane. Scoop to the hoop. No good. Ball flies in for the rebound but was out of bounds. Yeah, it's going to be Golden State Ball. Good hustle by Ball.
Oh, the defense has really picked up for the Warriors. They're getting after it. They're moving their feet. They're challenging shots. No open threes. Drives to the hoop are contested.
And they're battling inside. Yeah, they're just not giving any quarter to this young Charlotte team that has a lot of talent. Wiggins, right wing to Poole. Off the screen by Bielitsa. Misfires. Ball tipped. Bielitsa gets it back. Knocked out of his hands by Washington. Baseline left. That's where Golden State will throw it in with 13 to shoot. Iguodala comes in. Wiggins to sit down. Oh, wait a minute. Now we have another technical foul. This time, J.B. DeRosa calls another T. This one's on the Warriors, and I think it might be on Jordan Poole. It is. Wow.
I did not.
It wasn't anything dramatic. Nobody noticed in the building, but J.B. DeRosa did. And now checking in for the Hornets. Ball and Bridges to sit down. Ish Smith comes in along with Cody Martin. It was the second unit that really elevated the level of play in quarter number two after a rough first quarter. Payton lobs into Draymond Green. Draymond finds Payton nice. Right inside for a layup. Warriors go up by 8, 72-64 after the made free throw by Bridges on the technical.
Really nice play design.
Smith had it knocked away. Payton a steal. Payton throws to Poole. Oubre to beat. Goes up, goes reverse, missed it, got fouled. Gary Payton the second. His steals per 36 minutes have to be off the chart.
That'd be incredible.
It's got to be like about 50.
I mean, he'll just take your lunch money. He's incredible. I wouldn't dribble the ball too much around him.
Nope. 13-3 run. And, you know, and he took that away from a veteran backup point guard in this league, a guy that's a real pro in Ish Smith. And he steals your lunch money. Change. Watch.
He's slick.
Man, Poole makes the free throw. Foul is on Oubre. Second free throw good. Golden State has a 10-point lead, the first double-digit lead for either team tonight. 74-64, 3:45 to go in the third. Hayward off an exchange with Washington to Oubre Jr. Back out to Hayward. Hayward working on Iguodala. Finds Oubre on the left wing. Won't shoot. Drives on Draymond. Draymond knocked it away. A steal. Picked up by Payton. Payton's got Poole. Bounce pass to Poole. Goes up and dunked it with a right hand. And a foul. And Chase Center standing and roaring. Electrified by the defense. Now Payton's at the free throw line.
Yeah. The technical?
I think they took the bucket away.
Oh, foul before the bucket?
Apparently so.
Okay.
So Payton hits both free throws. They get the 2 points either way. 76-64, albeit in less dramatic fashion. They lead by 12. I got kind of caught up in the moment then.
Smith. You and me both.
Smith on Bielitsa takes the bump, missed the runner. Rebound Iguodala. Andre looks ahead, surveys the floor. Hands off to Bielitsa in the front court. Pass inside to Payton, wide open. Oubre got screened off by Draymond. And an assist for Bielitsa, 78-64. The Hornets want to talk it over. 19-3 push for the Warriors. We'll keep it right here. Reminder, the Warriors will take on the New Orleans Pelicans. We welcome back a couple of old friends on Friday night. Head coach Willie Green, assistant coach Darren Collins. Pelicans come to town. Of course, Zion Williamson just now starting to work out again. But it's November 5th, the first Authentic Fan Friday of the season, brought to you by NBC Sports Bay Area. Get your tickets now at Warriors.com or call 888-GSW-HOOP. Representative standing by.
Best part about the run? No Steph, no Wiggins.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting into this Charlotte Hornet team defensively. They're getting, what do they have, 5 points last 4 or 5 minutes? I mean, they just haven't, maybe a point. They haven't scored.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just shutting them down and then getting out on the break. And the ball movement has been fantastic. Players are moving. They're finding guys for layups, getting to the free throw line. I mean, they've looked really, really good the last 5 minutes of this quarter.
Well, other than the technical free throw and the technical call by Poole,
yep,
the Hornets have scored 1 point in the last 5 minutes.
Yep.
Roughly. Hayward to Ish Smith. Smith brings it up the floor, left to right. On top of the logo. Pass deflected by Payton. He's got another steal but couldn't control it as Smith gets it in the backcourt now. Shot clock at 9 for the Hornets, so Payton never really had possession. Smith will pull up from 15. No, pass to the baseline to Martin. Knocked away by Poole. Grabbed by Iguodala to Draymond. Draymond at the midcourt stripe. Wants to set something up. Got it to Payton the second. Hand off to Poole. Over to Bielitsa. Draymond comes over, curls, and catches on the right wing. Looking for cutters. Ball comes up top. He'll hand it off to Poole. Poole stops with the dribble. Shot clock at 5. Baseline reaches up with a runner. No good. And Washington defensive rebound. His bounce pass corralled by Martin on the far side. 2:20 to go. Warriors up 14 here in the third. Jumper, front rim, glass, no good. Martin lost it. Draymond just wrestled it away somehow. How did he do that?
That was sleight of hand.
It looked like Martin had that, and Draymond ends up on the deck with the ball. Poole catches. Blasting baseline. Goes inside hand. Blocked away. They're going to count it. It's a goaltend. 7 turnovers in the third quarter for the Hornets. Golden State has forged a 16-point lead on a night where Stephen Curry has only 5 points.
I mean, that's impressive. That is really impressive. And again, it's starting with the defense. And everybody that's out there in a black jersey is getting after it. You can tell it's contagious. They're all feeling it.
Charlotte No field goals in the last 5 minutes and 45 seconds. Oubre in front of the Warrior bench for three. Missed that. Rebound Payton. Outlet to Poole. Minute 45 to go in the third. Poole with the dribble. Backs up, feeds Bielitsa, guarded by Martin. Bielitsa up top, pulls open, lets it fly. Missed the three. That might have been his best hook of the night. Hayward gets the rebound to Martin. Martin drives on Draymond, throws a pass to Oubre Jr., cutting in the paint. Bounce pass to Hayward, stolen away. Another turnover, number eight in the quarter for the Hornets. Boy, this group out there really has shut them down. Draymond Green. Backdoor to Bielitsa. That pass was ambitious. It's a turnover. Knocked away. Hayward gets it. He's fouled by Payton the second in the open floor with 71 seconds to go in the quarter.
Steph Curry coming back in for Gary Payton. No, not Gary Payton. For Poole. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I should just let you do your job.
You're getting your peas mixed up there.
I should stop trying to do that.
Melo Ball had a dunk with 9:41 to go in the quarter. I think that's her last bucket. It is. Smith, high post to Washington. Now to Oubre. Oubre with 10 on the clock. Can't shoot it. Bielitsa locked him up. Smith will drive on Payton the second. Gets inside, flipped it up. Too hard. Draymond the rebound. Hand off to Curry on the far wing. Curry comes back, waits. Double team to Draymond. Draymond pass to Payton. Top of the key three. Rattle but didn't go. And Rozier with the defensive board. 9:41. That's the last bucket for the Hornets. Right side Martin. Pump fake. Guarded by Curry. Shot clock at 13. Game clock at 32 seconds. Calls up Washington for the screen. Instead it's a pass. Deflected. Washington backs up for a three look over Draymond and knocked it down. Finally the Hornets get a bucket. Warriors will get theoretical final look here. There's a difference of a second between the two clocks, and neither team has a foul to give now. Curry with Martin in his defensive stance in front of him. Curry slowly back and forth, now goes behind the back, between the legs twice. Shot clock inside of 10. Here he goes. Drifting, waiting, waiting. Step back, no. Shoveled to the corner to Draymond. Back to Curry. Down to 2 seconds, down to one. Pass to Bielitsa. Throws it inside. It's a shot clock violation.
Well, they did a real nice job with Steph Curry, and he couldn't pull the trigger on the shot. Now when he passed it to Bielitsa, he's got to be a little more aware when he catches it and just get that shot up on the iron.
Steve Kerr, not willing to give away possessions, comes in with Toscano Anderson. Payton the second is going to the locker room. Has to come out. So he asked to come out and hopefully we'll get a report on him. Ball thrown in the backcourt. Rozier won't get a shot up. And the quarter is over. In the third quarter, the Warriors put up 27. They get zero from Curry. But they still lead by 13 to start the fourth. 80-67. 12 minutes left here at Chase Center on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. One bucket for Charlotte in the last 9 minutes and 40 seconds. Yeah, that allowed the Warriors to right now at least have control of this game. They lead 80-67 at the end of three. And they did it without relying on Stephen Curry. Curry has 5 points, but he has 6 rebounds and 6 assists. Starting the fourth quarter will be Damian Lee. Gary Payton limped off late third. We don't have a report on him. Damian Lee is out there with Juan Toscano-Anderson, Andre Iguodala, Otto Porter Jr., and Steph Curry. So Steph starts the fourth quarter.
His rotations have been funky tonight. You know, he leaves in the middle of the first when he usually plays the entire first, comes back at the end of the first, plays some of the second. It'll be interesting to hear Steve talk about what the rationale is behind that, because I know he wanted to keep him to 32 minutes, but he's at 25 right now. So he could very easily go over that threshold.
I love the fact that Curry has been patient to play the decoy tonight.
Absolutely.
As well as rebound and pass.
What's easier when he knows Poole's got the hot hand?
Washington shovels up a bad shot in traffic, but got fouled in the process.
Well, it's just a lot of that stuff, they're running for Jordan Poole. They usually run for Steph.
Right.
And Jordan has it going tonight, so that's understandable. But Steph, again, is not trying to force it. Like, hey, I need some shots. I need no. He's looking for them. But if they're not there, he just keeps moving along.
So Washington at the free throw line was their starting power forward for a while last year. 18,064 tonight. It's a sellout. 381st consecutive sellout in a row. Washington second free throw, no good. Ball squirts to Rozier. Out to Ball. Fakes the three. Dribble drive down the lane. Finger rolled it up and in. Nice move. That was well done.
Mm-hmm.
80-70 now. A three-point play for the Hornets to start the fourth quarter. Ball now in double figures with 10. He scored a lot more at home this year than on the road. Obviously, small sample size. Iguodala to Damian Lee. Cutting from the weak side and goes in and scores a left-handed layup.
And a nice finish with the left hand. Yeah, that was really nice.
And Lee again in double figures. Every game he's played this year, he's been in double figures. Bridges, crossover, stumble, slow motion, left hand, good over Juan Toscano-Anderson.
Yeah, he's tough to guard because he can finish with the right as well.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can completely overplay the left hand with him.
He's got 30 tonight. And the ball to Curry, far side, the triple, up and good. Curry from right by the hash mark. Warriors back up by 13, 85-72. Bridges, his fourth 30-plus game in this young season. Ball skipped it over to Rozier. He can heat up in a moment. Missed it from the corner. Curry with a rebound. Looks ahead. Has early offense. Bounce pass to Andre. Penetrates and got fouled by Ball. Went into the dunk it. Steve Kerr vainly tries for continuation. First foul on Ball. Check that. The second foul. First team foul. And we have a Hornet down behind the play. We'll see if the Hornets will call an early timeout.
Oh,
PJ Washington.
It is, looked like hyperextended his elbow.
Oof.
I mean, I don't know if that's what he did, but he got it stuck. And
wow, he's injured, and he just got hit with a delay of game warning. Wow.
Injury to insult. Jeez. He's like, well, wait, what? And he's in pain.
He's in real
discomfort.
Pain. They'll probably rescind that delay of game tomorrow, but if they get another one, it's a technical foul. It's crew, the officiating crew, I guarantee you, not from Transylvania. Porter with the ball. Finds Toscano. Anderson goes reverse with a shot. He's midair, missed it. Rozier the rebound. Hayward back to Rozier, now to Ball. Ball to Hayward. Good passing on the perimeter. Results in a Hayward three above the break on the right side. And Golden State's lead is 10. Hayward now is 17. Just like you said, Tom, he just always finds a way to get about 12 to 20 points a night.
Yep, absolutely. Consistency.
Iguodala. Cross court to Lee. Drives on Rozier. Shot blocked by Washington, or a pass was blocked. Either one. Here comes Martin. Stumbles down. Kicked it out to Bridges. Now to Rozier. Good. Here come the Hornets. 85-78. They give Bridges a block on that play. Rozier, and that's really only his second bucket of the night, but he can heat up in a moment. Steve Kerr wants to talk about it. 9:50 to go. Golden State leads by 7. 85-78 on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 9:50 to go. 7-point lead for the Warriors. Curry has it. Comes down the near side. When Curry's been on the floor tonight, the Warriors are in minus 11. Have a whistle away from the play. And a foul on LaMelo Ball. Third foul on him, second on the team on a hold. Bridges tonight for Charlotte, 11 of 19. Rest of the team is 18 of 54, 33%. Curry, using triple threat, gets a screen, goes around Ball, shoots a runner. It's off glass and good. Hayward came over to help out, but Curry got that one up early.
We haven't seen much of that tonight, him trying to go to the rim.
Nope. Curry now in double figures. He is in triple-double territory with 7 boards, 6 assists. Toscano-Anderson. His ball gets down the lane, goes up, and got fouled. Curry did not have the angle. Ball goes down. He's hurt. Boy, we've had a lot of people go down tonight.
Especially on that end of the court. He went in hard.
Yeah. He was moving. Toscano-Anderson, you know, once he saw that ball get a little bit loose, he came out and challenged him. And ball using his quickness. And
ooh, right in his hip.
Yeah. They're not going to give Charlotte a delay of game here. They're letting him take his time.
I think they've already done that once.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's the difference between Rookie of the Year and,
you know. delay of game.
That might have been the most draconian delay of game I've ever seen handed out. It really was brutal. Guy's hurt, for God's sakes. Do something. Wipe the ball down, yeah. You know.
How you feeling?
Check the clock.
Delay the game.
You know, I mean, something.
Caught wide open. You know, brush off home plate.
Yeah.
Let the guy recover for a second.
Yeah. Ball makes the first free throw. His brother Alonzo plays for Chicago. They're off to a great start. Peyton the second is back, so he went off limping. Apparently he's okay. Good to see you. He just provides a spark when he's on the floor.
Yep.
We'll talk about a motor. Second free throw good. A lot of people question with the Warriors let go Avery Bradley, but Peyton gives him that, and he's a lot younger as well. Peyton gives the Curry, now to Porter Jr. Rocks into a jumper and says, thank you very much. Knocks down a two.
That was old school. Don't take the three, take a dribble in, rock into a jump shot.
That's a veteran. He's been cold, hasn't come off the bench all that much. Says, oh, okay, I can hit this. Hayward turns over Damian Lee in the paint and turning right shoulder buries one. 89-82 Warriors with 8:42 to go in the game. Iguodala up the floor, guarded by Hayward. Chest pass over to Damian Lee. One dribble up, bounce pass to Porter. Now to Iguodala. The cutter is Curry. Got free from Martin and laid it in.
They just bumped Martin. Martin was expecting him to go to the three-point line. Just gave him a little shoulder and then back cut, and Andre read it beautifully.
Bridges penetrates, finds Martin in the right corner, run off the line, goes up, blocked by Iguodala. Loose ball to Martin, shot clock at 9. Martin gives it up, no, he's tied up, shoots over Curry, who's called for a foul and the bucket. Mike Scott with the call and Martin to the free throw line. And Curry was right there.
Andre's got to get a commercial with Allstate at some point, doesn't he?
natural. Free throw no good. R.C. Davis right now is just looking at the commercial log, making sure we didn't violate any sponsor agreement. Curry with the ball, takes a three off the dribble. Oh. Knocked it down straight on for about 28 feet. 94-84. Curry with a 10-point quarter. Bridges goes in and scores low left.
Heating up a little bit.
Well, you want to talk about chance for early favorite for most improved. Bridges has to be there. Curry chased by Martin. P.J. Washington. Hyperextended elbow. Won't come back for Charlotte. Damian Lee catches from Curry. Three ball. Too strong. Rebound. Peyton. And he banked it home. Low left. Ball bounced off the hand of Rozier right to Peyton to break. Peyton in double figures. Here comes Hayward. Jump stop inside. Layup no good. Porter with the rebound. Got it to Iguodala. Back over to Curry. Curry now high stepping down the lane. Catches the ball. Saved it but goes right to Bridges as it was going out of bounds. Bounce pass a beauty to Hayward who glides in for a layup. Beautiful cross court bounce pass by Bridges.
What a great catch. Because that ball had some steam on it. Looked like a little bit of topspin.
First assist tonight. Or check that second for Bridges. And Steve Kerr out to midcourt calls the timeout. 6:44 remaining. Plenty of time left in this game. Warriors lead by 8, 96-88 on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Golden State right now with 27 assists on 34 buckets. And they've recorded between 26 and 30 in all six games so far. Last year when they had 26 or more, their record was 32 and 13. 8-point lead, 96-88, 6:44 to go. Tim Roy along with Tom Tober. Tom, how do the Warriors close this one out?
Well, defensively, they've been really, really good. But for me, it's just about getting shots up. Getting shots up and taking what's there. Steph is still going to draw the lion's share of the defense. And if he just moves it along, and he's really done a nice job of that, they've been getting layups. They've been getting point-blank looks at the bucket. So stick with the offense, get shots.
Poole on the inbounds, has it the far hash mark, gives up his dribble, cross-court to Wiggins. Wiggins, crossover dribble on ball, bumps him out of the way. Layup is on the rim, no good. Tip, no good. Tip by Draymond, no good. Loose ball comes out to Hayward to Rozier. 4-on-2 Hornets. Rozier stumbles, travels, and loses the ball to Curry. Boy, that's a break for the Warriors right there. Rozier really messed that up. Curry to Poole. Back to Curry. Down the lane. Left hand. Jam home by Payton. Caught it in front of the rim and slammed it down.
Well, the Warriors got a break there because Rozier did not execute that 4-on-2 at all. And then the Warriors took advantage by scoring down at the other end.
Rozier needs to go to the Jim Barnett 3-on-2 camp.
No such thing as a 4-on-2, Tim.
Ball goes in reverse. Layup up and good with Wiggins on his back. Tough shot. 98-90. Turned into a little bit of a slugfest here tonight after a rough beginning to this game from both teams. Wiggins posting up ball, doubled, finds Draymond, past the corner, Payton up top to Poole. Above the break, three, rattles but does not fall. Poole has gone cold. He's got 29 points for the night. Ball to Bridges. Bridges downstairs to Hayward. Poole pulled the chair on him, but he's going to be called for foul.
Well, he may have pulled the chair and Hayward. You can pull the chair. You can't pull the player.
If you could, define quickly what is pull the chair means.
Guys leaning up against you to get good position on the low block, and you just move. You just back up, and his momentum will take him down to the ground.
That was well done. Ball catches again.
Every once in a while, I get lucky.
Hayward, baseline. Tough shot over Wiggins. No good, but draws a foul. Hayward very good at getting contact.
Yes, absolutely. Now, pulling the chair used to be more effective back, like when I played, because you could be more physical down on the block. So you'd be physical, and then move out of the way, and the guy'd fall. Chris Paul still does it really, really well. He's really good at pulling the chair.
Hayward hits the first free throw.
Plus, it's a great gag.
Not many people play at the box anymore.
No.
So
very, very few.
Well, the Warriors are over the limit the rest of the way. They've done a better job this year with fouling, but the Hornets can shoot free throws the rest of the night. Only two fouls so far on Charlotte. Free throw is good by Hayward, 1-2. Now it's a two-possession game, 98-92. And you go back to last year in Charlotte. The game came right down the wire. The Warriors should have won that easily, but didn't. Curry now whistling a foul on Payton the second for an illegal screen. And it looked like it gave him a little bit of a bump.
Yep. Again, the timing on those screens really has to be perfect. And if you're moving, if the ball handler moves too quick or you move too quick, that's the outcome.
Ball in the front court. Leaves it for Hayward. Hayward one-on-one with Wiggins. Again, leans in on him. Goes up, missed it. Rebound loose. Wiggins and a foul. It's going to be on Hayward. Let him play that time. And I tell you, Gary Payton II did not let ball get it back. And even just a little play like that doesn't show up in the stat sheet, but it's a big play. Curry to bring it up. Warriors need to get a bucket here. Get some breathing room. Curry, far side, Draymond. Penetrates down the lane to the corner. There's Wiggins. He's open. He fires and hits a three. Big shot by Wiggins. And the lead goes to 9. On that play, Bridges, left elbow, probing the defense. Throws it outside the ball. They'll go two-man game there. Get a switch. Ball guarded by Draymond. Ball tries to drive. Draymond cut him off. Ball steps back for a three look. It's on the way. It's on the rim. Won't go. Wiggins, defensive rebound. Got it to Curry. Curry in the front court. Right sideline. Cross-court skip. Wiggins touch pass to Poole. Poole goes to work on Rozier. Drives middle. Finds the cutter. It's Curry. Catch and shoot three in the corner. No good. Tipped by Wiggins. Grabbed by Payton the second. Goes back up and scores! Timeout, Charlotte! 4:02 to go. The Warriors up 11. Gary Payton the second has a new career high of 14 points.
I actually like Gary the Payton.
Gary the Payton.
Yes. That'd be fantastic. Royalty. But Steve wants this one. He's been pumping his fist a couple times tonight. He is, not that he's not into all the games, he is, but usually you don't see that much emotion from Steven Douglas Kerr.
Hornets with a timeout. James Borrego's coach getting a lot of respect around the league, and rightfully so. One of the coaches that came off of Greg Popovich's staff in San Antonio. He's got Jay Triano on that staff. With Jay Triano, a veteran NBA coach, who's coached Canadian national team. And last year in the playoffs, if you remember, Phoenix won a playoff game by throwing the ball in from the corner, Booker to Ayton, and Ayton just caught it and dunked it.
Yep, I do remember that.
That's a Jay Triano play. He had designed that play earlier for other teams and would always tell guys, don't worry about it, because it can't be basket interference on a pass.
Absolutely.
And so...
No, it was a great play.
Ayton went right to the rim and dunked it.
Great play with terrible defense. I'm sorry, you can't give that up with...
You're just ruining my great story.
Point. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. Yeah, what's the one way they can score on that play?
A lob! That's the only thing they can do. I mean, literally, everyone should be inside the restricted area.
Ball catches from Martin on the go. Finds Rozier, takes a dribble, sets up for a three look. Doesn't get it. Rebound deflected away, and it goes right to Payton, the second standing in the corner. Knocked out of bounds by Rozier, though, and the Warriors will throw it in with 3:53 to go.
Warriors got a little bit of a break there because the Hornets were on a flyer, and they had a two-on-one and decided to go with the three. Didn't pan out.
3:45 left. Curry left alone. Takes a three. Missed it off the back rim. Steph has hit 3 out of 10 from distance. Now 3 out of 11. Bridges backs up. Shoots a three over Draymond. That's no good. Curry defensive rebound. Curry drifts to the right sideline. Waiting for the 5-on-5 to materialize. A pass. What a catch by Payton the second. It was Poole threw it right to him. He wasn't looking. Poole penetrates, bounce pass. Wiggins converts, coming down the baseline.
What a pass.
Oh, my goodness. 105-92. Ball in traffic. Backs up. 7-0 run for Golden State. Ball top of the key. Knocked away by Payton. Loose ball. Poole deflected it ahead. Poole on a breakaway goes up and lays it in. Gary Payton the second.
Man's a thief.
Up top, here comes Rozier. Hippity hop down the lane. Shot no good. Rebound. Draymond got it out to Curry. Warriors up 15. Curry left wing pull. Catch and shoot three. Doesn't get it. Rebound. Bridges got free, but Hayward with a good box out on Wiggins that time. Here comes Bridges. Down the lane to the broken circle, to the restricted area. Blocked by Payton the second. Ball goes to Martin. Up top to Ball. Ball shoots over Draymond. The three ball doesn't go. Rebound pool. 2:25 left. Ahead. Draymond catches. Goes up. Gets bumped. Scores and gets fouled. 11-0 run for Golden State in 3 minutes and 1 second. And they have created a 17-point cushion here, 109-92. Ball, who I think is not 100% after that fall before, is going to check out now. James Borrego is going to save him for another day. They're starting a West Coast road trip, mostly in California. A couple in L.A. and Sacramento. Gary Payton, the second, checks out. Career high, 14 points, 5 rebounds. Got 2 steals, maybe 3 now. Got 3 now in that last one. But he is just, I'm telling you. Gary Payton the second is solidifying his NBA career right in front of our eyes.
What an impact.
Unbelievable. Draymond misses the free throw, which would have been a three-point play. Most everybody standing at Chase as Martin will bring the ball down for the white and teal clad Hornets. Ball comes to the far sideline. McDaniels on the floor for the first time. Driving in, Martin, handoff Hayward. Gets it back up top. Booknight out there as well. Jumper on the way, no good. Rebound deflected and grabbed by Draymond Green.
And they'd probably get a timeout and get everybody out. Or
you would think so.
It'd probably be the last possession, I would think. Yeah.
Yeah, Steve's going to call a timeout. We'll take a one-minute break and come back with the conclusion of this one. 109-92, minute 51 to go on the Warriors Radio Network. 109-92 with a minute 51 to go. Game three of this eight-game road trip. This is the largest lead for either team tonight. Stephen Curry now with 15 points, 9 assists, 8 rebounds. So that's what he will finish with for the evening. Both teams have emptied their bench now. Richards has checked in for the Hornets. Booknight, the rookie from UConn, is out there. Nick Richards, drafted in 2020. He's out of Kentucky, 7-footer, 245 pounds. There's Smith out there. Jeff Downton out there. Jonathan Kuminga, Moses Moody, JTA, and Damian Lee. And it's Moody for three above the break. Missed it. Rebound goes to Smith. Boy, this game started so rough for Golden State and for Charlotte. Warriors were very fortunate to be down only five at the end of one. McDaniels, the lanky wing player, gives it to Martin, who shoots a three. It's not there, and the rebound pulled down.
Well, I think if you're the Hornets, you're probably thinking that's where you lost the game. Even though you were up five at the end of the first quarter, you probably should have been up 15.
Miss on the wing by Kuminga. Ball comes Booknight to Martin, back to Booknight.
Kuminga going doubleheader.
Cross over dribble, down the lane, lost the ball. Moody with a steal. Moody drifting right with a minute to go in the contest. Back out Damian Lee, three ball up, and three ball good. 112-92. 20-point advantage, Lee with 13. McDaniels played his college ball. He's an Aztec from San Diego State. Richards, handoff Booknight. Crossover dribble on Jeff Downton Jr., who's in. He's Warriors two-way player, plays for San Cruz out of Rhode Island. JTA with a handle in the front court off the miss. Takes it to Damian Lee, out of Downton. Back up to Lee. Final 25 seconds here. Lee penetrates, goes all the way in, gets a left-hand layup. Nobody even looked at him there.
Downton Jr., any relation to Downton Abbey?
No.
Okay.
Downton Abbey was a little taller.
Stronger in the post, too.
Stronger in the post. Steal by the Warriors. Lee will take it across the timeline. 16-0 run for the Warriors. And, of course, there was all those servants you had to take care of, too, at Downton Abbey. Lee will dribble this out. Warriors with a win. 114-92.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.